Ryan Holt joins us. And Ryan, is it safe to say that Puljujarvi is just starting to get more comfortable because the American League is a lot harder than some people think?
Yeah, absolutely. The AHL is a great league, and anyone who has seen Mikko Rantanen play in the NHL, he dominated last year as an 18-year-old and here in the AHL. And yes, he's been good for this team through 15 games, 11 points for the Condors. And as you mentioned, up until last night, he had goals in three straight and had been pretty much rolling the last couple of games. So he's playing 18, 20 minutes a night like you would expect a guy to come down and play a ton of minutes, get his opportunities. He's been very good on the power play. Our power play, everything kind of came to a crashing halt last night down in San Diego, but up until last night, the power play had been clicking along at just about 25-30%, and five of his 11 points have come on the power play, and three of the goals as well, too. So he's been good on the power play, and our power play has been better with him down here, kind of in that. I've been calling it the Ovechkin role, kind of at the tops of the circles and letting the one-timers go. So I agree with you. Let him stay here. Obviously, we'd love him to stay here. He's a good player for us, and he's been good for us here over the last couple of weeks.
Now, when we spoke to Jerry Fleming last, he talked about with Puljujärvi, one of the things they wanted to work on was just getting a shot away quicker. Obviously, at the North American ice, everything's a little bit smaller, so guys are on you faster. Have you noticed that? Has he adapted to that where he's getting that really powerful shot of his off quicker?
Yep, and he's creating off the rush too, which is something that we certainly could use down here in Bakersfield. And he has a knack, and I've been calling it on the air. He just has a knack for finding the puck. You might not, like the way he goes in on a forecheck and where you could probably hit a guy along the back wall, but he still comes out with the puck. So at the end result, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing in terms of getting the puck back, on the retrieval. But, you might want him to be a little more physical because he is a big kid. But at the same time, he's retrieving pucks, and as you mentioned, he is getting that shot off. And it's led to opportunities, whether it be rebounds for others, whether it be point shots that just get through on the power play. He's been good in that role as well, too. So, he's a special player. He's going to be a good player in the NHL in the future. He's still 18 years old, and he's still learning the game down here, and we're happy to have him.
Looking at your team, they were playing quite well. Then they got shut out. What is it about that San Diego team that makes them so good?
they've been on a roll here. It's a late since Christmas. That San Diego team was in seventh place right before the Christmas break, and they've gone on a tear since then. I think they have points in 18 of 20. They've won 13 out of their last 14. They've just been on a tear. They've gotten the one thing that they shored up here over the last couple of weeks. They've finally gotten a goaltender. Jonas Enroth was acquired from Toronto via Buffalo and came over in a deal, and he's won 8 out of 9 since he's been in San Diego. And they had a real issue, I think, with goaltending early on that I think, kind of masked, some of the or highlighted some of the problems that they had really when they didn't really have much problems. They got a good core. Their defenseman, Brandon Montour, has been one of the top defensemen in the league. He's a second-year pro. He's up in Anaheim right now, but, he's everything for them on the back end, and they're getting timely scoring. They're a tough team to play against, no doubts, and they're playing well, as are, San Jose and Ontario at the top of the division. Those three of, for my money, they're three of the top teams in the league right now, and I put my money on any of them to be there in the end.
Ryan Holt joins us discussing the Condors. Now, Bakersfield's with 44 points. They're 5 points behind Texas. I know if you look at winning percentage, and they're 60 points behind Tucson, yeah, which is one of the big things to look at right now. So, Tucson obviously is going to end up playing the same amount of games when the season's done. But it's getting into territory now where the Condors got to go on a little bit of a run here if they hope to make the playoffs.
Yeah, the team had just won 4 straight. They were feeling good about themselves. They won 2 right before the All-Star breakdown in Texas. We're feeling good about themselves going into the All-Star break. They came out of the All-Star break, won a home and home with Stockton, 1-4 straight for the first time all year, was feeling really good about themselves going into a difficult week. We played San Diego twice, Ontario and San Jose, but those are the teams that you have to be if you want to get into the playoffs. Those are the teams that are going to be in the playoffs, so you have to, find a way to beat teams above you to get into the playoffs. And unfortunately, went 0-3-1 this week and had San Jose on the ropes on Saturday night, a 3-1 lead that the team couldn't hold, and then ended up losing an OT But that game could have swung too as well, because Puljujarvi had a breakaway in overtime and he was denied in overtime right before the goal. So you're absolutely right. This team was frustrated after that game. I haven't seen the team frustrated like that, pretty much all season. But San Diego, it was 4-0. It could have been a lot worse. That Colts team was pretty good yesterday. They were rested. They didn't have the game on Saturday. The Condors traveled the 4 hours overnight, to San Diego on Sunday. So, that team was frustrated after the game last night. And hopefully it spurs something in practice this week. We got San Diego again on Friday at home. And then we're up in Stockton on Saturday, and they're reeling here over the last couple of weeks. So hopefully a big weekend in store. But you mentioned, 3 points out of a playoff spot with 24 left. Tucson has a couple of games in hand, but, the only games in hand are if you win them. So we're hoping that, we can go on a little bit of a run here in Tucson and Stockton kind of stay cold.
Ryan, looking at line combinations and such, with Puljujärvi and Lander's kind of been up and down, and then now he's back down. You guys don't play till Friday. Do you expect those two to play together?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would expect so. When Lander was here, he was just so good with Taylor Beck and what they had done kind of together. But the last game, I think right before Lander went back up, Puljujärvi got probably half a game with Lander. We had shot issues here over the last couple of games. We probably had, I think, 5 shots on last Wednesday, against Ontario, down in Ontario, and the lines kind of went shuffled here over the last couple of games. So I would expect probably Puljujärvi with Lander. Beck has been with Curry the last a couple of weeks as well, and Curry's been great as well. He's had 9 goals this season, and has kind of been that sixth man unheralded for this Condors team. No matter where you play him, he's been good. So I would expect probably back with Curry, and then Puljujärvi with Lander, and you could throw anybody on the left side, whether it is a Ryan Hamilton or whether it is Joey LaLeggia. He's been held out of the game yesterday. He had an injury, so hopefully he can get back in this weekend. He's been good up front too.
Patrick Russell had a really slow start adjusting to the American League, but he's starting to score some goals. His numbers overall, if you just looked at his numbers, wouldn't see great, but his offensive production here in the last 2 weeks has really picked up. Is this a guy who's finally getting used to it? Have you seen some signs that show that maybe this guy can be more of a contributing factor down the stretch?
Yeah, I think the big thing with him was always his skating and being able to kind of have that little burst or second gear to get past defenders off the rush, and he's been doing that here over the last couple of weeks. And the Condors penalty kill has been very good. I know we gave up 2 power play goals last night to San Diego, but the penalty kill has been top 6 in the league pretty much all year, and Russell's been a big part of that. Him and Yuri Salinen have formed a nice pair on the PK unit, and Russell had a nice deflection on the power play goal. Greg Chase was the shooter from the right circle, and Russell had a good deflection. And I think he's starting to see a guy like almost like Ryan Hamilton and how Eero Pakarinen played here. When you're not getting the points, when you're not getting on the score sheet, you can still impact games the other way. And I think that Russell's been able to learn from guys like that, Pakarinen in a short time, and Ryan Hamilton especially, because they're kind of the similar type of players. They're big bodied. They're guys who are going to score goals from, 4 or 5 feet out in front of the net. They're going to score goals off deflections in front. And I think Russell's starting to learn that. And I think Ryan Hamilton, I think, has been a big key for that, being able to show him kind of, the professional way and here's how to go about things each and every night.
And lastly, circling back to Jesse Puljujärvi, does have 3 goals in 3 games, which is nice. But how is his overall play? Like, outside of scoring, what's been the biggest improvement now that he's played 15 games?
Yeah, I think Eero Pakarinen actually commented on it earlier today, talking about trying to eliminate the circling in Jesse's game and a little more stop and start. And Peter Chiarelli even mentioned it when he was on our broadcast a couple of weeks ago here in Bakersfield when he caught a couple of games. The defensive side of the game, I think, is the most difficult part for any young forward from what I've seen here over the last couple of years. It's not easy to learn the professional game in your own end. So I think he's getting better at that. I think Euro even commented on that earlier today about how he had even seen it in the brief time that he was here over the last couple of weeks. So I think that's certainly the area where, he needs to improve, and he's getting better at it here over the last, couple of weeks. And hopefully will continue to improve here as the year goes on, because I think that's, the reason why he's here. He's not here because, his offense is lacking, or, he isn't skating well, or, those areas are very good. It's the defensive side. It's being able to, you know, shut teams down as well. That certainly needs an improvement, and hopefully, you know, continues to improve here as we move forward.
Ryan, as always, we appreciate the update. Thanks for your time.
Jason, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.